25th of February 2020, Mark 9:30-37. After leaving that place, they made their way through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know, because he was instructing his disciples. He was telling them, "The Son of Man will be delivered into the power of men. They will put him to death, and 3 days after he has been put to death, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he said, and were afraid to ask him. They came to Capernaum, and when he got into the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" They said nothing, because on the road they had been arguing which of them was the greatest. So he sat down, called the 12 to him, and said, "If anyone wants to be first, he must make himself last of all and servant of all." He then took a little child whom he set among them and embraced, and he said to them, "Anyone who welcomes a little child such as this in my name welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." This lesson of the Lord, that he who wants to be the greatest should be the servant of all, certainly gladdens our minds, and we can easily agree with it. But the concrete realization of the word of the Lord requires a long journey and the inner transformation of man, as well as a correct understanding of this word. It cannot be a matter of false servility, serving other people in order to be popular, not to have difficulties, or even out of false yielding. Rather, it is about the way of God. It is about becoming as he is, and this reach in following the Lord. God has bowed down to us human beings in true greatness in order to become one of us and to redeem us. This is an act of the highest dignity, because it is done out of true love, and we are called to this way of love. It is important to perceive these distinctions well, as we are called to serve, because true humility elevates man, but false humility degrades him and creates unfreedom. So it is about love, and in it the true view of the person who needs our help. We learn to see him with the eyes of God and then act accordingly. The eyes of God look at man with kindness and mercy, without ignoring the dimension of truth. What serves man? What serves his eternal salvation? How can we help him to reach his eternal goal beyond the natural needs? Thus, it is necessary to grow into a fundamental attitude of service that comes out of the relationship with God. The more we grow in love, give room to the Holy Spirit in us, the more we will be able to develop this supernatural attitude of service in us. This does not exclude the natural positive tendencies to serve, but rather include them in our supernatural attitude. However, the natural attitudes might still be connected with our natural weakness, such as looking for praise, seeking recognition, expecting thanks, and so on. However, practicing the supernatural attitude of service purifies us more and more, and we learn to serve without expecting gratitude from people. We increasingly serve in the spirit of a selfless love that even becomes capable of serving our enemies. There is another aspect of service that the Lord presents to us in the last passage of the text, and also in the discourses on the Last Judgment. Service to the poor and the weak, especially to those who have nothing to give back, is a service to God. This service ennobles the soul, and if we understand it correctly, it's a great honor to be able to serve the Lord in this way. God gives us the opportunity to realize the word of the Lord and to become servant of all, and thus to receive himself.
The communion verse we will listen to says, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world."
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum.
Seguro.